Hello and welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the top stories in the insurance industry from the past week. In the midst of challenging times, insurance brokers have been making waves. Despite economic trials and catastrophic events, brokers have established their worth with an impressive 87% client satisfaction rate. A survey of 1,750 businesses reveals a reassessment of insurance needs, with 76% seeking full coverage. Over half of these businesses have revised or are considering policy adjustments, highlighting the pivotal role of brokers in guiding clients through complex insurance aspects. It also seems Australian consumers value transparency, with a clear 97% demanding insight into broker commissions, and a comforting 79% agreeable with commission-based earnings. Meanwhile, tension is building among Aussie insurers. According to PwC's Banana Skins Index, there is rising anxiety due to cyber threats, climate change, and new regulations. Our local insurers now find their preparedness index falling below the global average. Cyber risks rank top of the worries, closely followed by regulatory concerns and climate challenges. As our industry is exploring avenues of growth and customer acquisition, these challenges demand urgent attention. In other news, a study conducted by Freshwater Strategy on behalf of MLC Life Insurance has raised the alarm over a significant disparity between men and women's financial readiness, particularly in the face of disability. The report tells us that roughly a third of women could only support themselves on their savings for a month if they became disabled and unable to work, leaving a staggering 59% gender gap in financial readiness. This stark comparison has prompted calls for a reassessment of disability insurance structures and targeted financial planning. Finally, the Center for Women's Economic Safety has thrown a spotlight on the issue of financial coercive control. This week, they published a strategy aiming to protect individuals from financial abuse through insurance products, with 19 recommendations for insurance firms, legal bodies, and regulators. Notably, they've proposed a conduct of others clause to allow victims to claim intentionally damaged property, paving the way for holistic victim support. That's all for this week's roundup. For more information about these stories, head over to our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori, wishing you a safe and productive week ahead. Tune in next week for another timely update on the pulse of the insurance industry here on the Weekly Insurance News Wrap.